Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. AAV9-mediated KCNH2 suppression replacement gene therapy in a transgenic rabbit model of type 1 short QT syndrome. This study demonstrated the therapeutic potential of KCNH2-specific suppression and replacement, KCNH2-suprep, gene therapy in a transgenic rabbit model of SQT1. The gene therapy approach effectively targeted and corrected the genetic defect, offering a potential treatment strategy for this life-threatening condition. Article number 2. Beta blockers after myocardial infarction. Effects according to sex in the REBOOT trial. This analysis of the REBOOT trial found no significant difference in the effect of beta blockers post-MI with LVEF greater than 40% between men and women. These findings suggest that current guidelines for beta blocker use after MI can be applied equally to both sexes, even with preserved ejection fraction. Article number 3. Hypokalemia and atrial fibrillation detected by implanted loop recorders. This post-hoc analysis of the loop study found an association between lower plasma potassium levels and increased daily atrial fibrillation, DF burden, in individuals at risk for stroke. Continuous ECG monitoring via implanted loop recorders allowed for the detection of these subtle, yet clinically relevant, potassium AF associations. Article number 4. Gut microbiota-derived imidazole propionate predicts cardiometabolic risk in patients with coronary artery disease. This study demonstrated that circulating levels of imidazole propionate, IMP, a gut microbiota-derived metabolite, are associated with increased cardiometabolic risk in patients with coronary artery disease. IMP levels may serve as a prognostic biomarker for identifying high-risk CAD patients. Article number 5. Heart failure therapy in patients with advanced cancer, receiving specialized palliative care, EMPATICC trial. The EMPATICC trial investigated the safety and efficacy of heart failure therapies in patients with advanced cancer receiving specialized palliative care. The study aims to determine if these treatments can improve self-care ability in patients with cardiac wasting, dyspnea, and congestion. Article number 6. Improving outcomes of atrial fibrillation ablation by integrated, personalized lifestyle interventions. A randomized controlled trial. The POPF trial showed that a nurse-led, integrated lifestyle program improved outcomes after atrial fibrillation ablation. Patients receiving personalized lifestyle interventions experienced better ablation success compared to those receiving standard pre-ablation counseling. Article number 7. Incidence and risk factors of immune checkpoint inhibitor myocardial and muscle toxicity. A French nationwide study. This large, retrospective study provides real-world incidence estimates for immune checkpoint inhibitor, ICI-induced myocardial and muscle toxicities in cancer patients. The findings help to better define risk factors and prognostic indicators to improve management of these severe, adverse drug reactions. Article number 8. Varitsigwat and mortality in heart failure and reduced ejection fraction, the VICTOR trial. This detailed analysis of the VICTOR trial found that varitsigwat did not significantly reduce cardiovascular mortality in patients with heart failure and reduced ejection fraction, HFrEF, without recent worsening. These findings suggest that varitsigwat may not provide a mortality benefit in this specific patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.